I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. The Me Too movement continues to see its effects across the state. Recently, House Speaker Michael Madigan fired a staffer that a young woman claimed sexually harassed her. That's led to some debate over whether or not the handling of her claims were adequately addressed in the first place. I'm joined now by investigative reporter for the Chicago Tribune, Ray Long. You'll hear first some of his interview with that woman.
I was experiencing sexual harassment in the 13th Ward office, the Speaker's district office, and I came forward about it, not once, but twice, and I basically lost everything I worked for because some guy could not control himself.
That was part of an interview Elena Hampton did with the Chicago Tribune, explaining her experiences and allegations regarding a staffer who also worked for House Speaker Michael Madigan. So, Ray, can you help summarize her allegations against Kevin Quinn and explain to us, for those who don't know, who both those people are?
Sure. Lena Hampton was a campaign worker who worked often out of the 13th Ward office of House Speaker Michael Madigan, who has a district office on the southwest side of Chicago that he shares with the alderman, his right-hand person named Marty Quinn, Alderman Marty Quinn. Elena Hampton charged that the alderman's brother, Kevin Quinn, also a ward office worker and at times a state government employee working for the speaker, had sent numerous texts in which he was asking her out, relentlessly commenting on her looks, things like he said he saw her in a bikini on Facebook and he thought she was quote-unquote smoking hot. So these are the kind of things that she said she put up with, even though she asked him multiple times to stop during the campaign season of the general election in 2016. Kevin Quinn was her supervisor. Again, Kevin is the brother of Alderman Marty Quinn in the 13th Ward organization. Kevin Quinn had been around about 20 years working for Madigan. Elena felt that she had to deal with him because he was her supervisor, overseeing her campaign work on various House Democratic races.
So definitely a lot of power dynamics going on, and we're talking about people who are working for somebody many people would say is one of, if not the most powerful man in the state. So Michael Madigan fired Quinn, went very public about that within the last week. Meanwhile, Hampton claims the speaker basically helped cover this up. What recourse does she have in pursuing this now? She wouldn't be covered by any sort of legislative investigation. Is that right?
Right. As I understand it, the legislative inspector general, for example, does not have jurisdiction over her because she was a campaign worker. She has filed a charge in the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which will review it and determine whether or not she has the right to sue. What she would sue on in this is a retaliation workplace hostility case. And what she's saying in retaliation is that she basically got stymied in her efforts to become a bigger player in Madigan's overall operation because, she says, the time that she came in and complained about Kevin Quinn, that complaint really stunted her ability to grow in the organization.
I'm Rachel Otwell. I'm speaking with Ray Long of the Chicago Tribune about his interview with Elena Hampton and a subsequent report on her claims of sexual harassment she faced while working on campaigning for House Speaker Michael Madigan and other Democrats. She claims that when she brought concerns up to Alderman Marty Quinn in early 2017, he apparently went to his brother, Kevin Quinn, and asked him to stop sending her texts. Hampton says she then sent a letter straight to House Speaker Michael Madigan about it, and his chief legal counsel was informed. Hampton says she wonders why that investigation took so long, though. Right, Ray? Tell us more about that.
Shortly after Madigan got the letter from Elena Hampton in November, he assigned his lawyer to look at it. And then after Heather Weravat, the lawyer, finished an investigation, there was the action in the ward office. It also coincided, too, with a disorderly conduct case in which Kevin Quinn was charged and pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct and unrelated to Elena Hampton.
All right. So this is obviously a complex case here, and the fallout has yet to be fully realized, I think would be a safe guess. But can you talk about the reaction thus far at the State House? There's been calls for Madigan to step down. He's saying no way.
Well, as you can imagine, this is a sensitive issue, and in the whole Me Too environment, it raises the spotlight on it even more. There have been a variety of people who have gone all the way from calling for the speaker to step down from his speakership and from the Democratic Party chairman of the state. He has not said that he would.
And I guess we should mention that before all this came to light, in the wake of the Me Too movement, which went viral in October, and the spotlight being shown on the State House and sexual harassment issues there, Speaker Madigan pushed for legislation to address it and says the culture needs to change, right?
He had pushed through some legislation, you know, a couple of months ago. He had a press conference Tuesday, and Heather Ward-Vaught answered most of the questions, reason being that the speaker himself was holding his comments because they say the EEO case that Elena Hampton brought would prevent him from speaking more freely.
Can you set up for us the timeline here as far as your interview with Hampton and then the firing of Kevin Quinn?
I did an interview with Elena late Sunday night. I get into the office the next morning, and Madigan rolls out a press release that says that Kevin Quinn's been ousted, cut loose by the Madigan organization, both from his political and state work. They said they did that independently, that they did not hear of my interview with Elena Hampton, and they just had taken action, actually, on Friday to terminate him from the organization. And then they rolled out the press release on Monday. A lot of people have said that that timing doesn't pass the smell test. At least supporters of Elena Hampton have said that, and Elena also does not seem to put much credence in that scenario either. But that is what the Madigan folks said, that they had not heard that I had interviewed her and that they had moved independently.
All right. That's Ray Long with the Chicago Tribune. He's been talking with us about his recent interview and subsequent report about claims made by Elena Hampton regarding sexual harassment she says she faced while working on campaigns for House Speaker Michael Madigan. Ray, anything else at this juncture you think we should know?
I just, Elena Hampton, her coming forward, a move that the speaker himself said was courageous, has shown that you can do that, and she hopes that this will encourage more people to step up.